Free markets and the wilderness are equally fictitious, myths of the 19th century, in turn naive and vicious. One assumes an ecosphere that never was, a place missing one key animal, the indigenous human race that for millennia lived there, and like the wolves and bees, created the true ecosphere, the one the white men seized and held as their dominion for farms and homes and schools, for factories and offices, and yes, for nature's jewels that they then called the wilderness, curated for vacations, while those who had once lived there were removed to reservations. The market also never was, nor ever could be free, any more than wilderness of its humanity. All markets are manipulated out of need or greed, and that's the only law, though it's one you'll rarely read. For few would waive advantage to unfettered trade restore, or see their families starve to obey some so-called law. The myth of the free market is a tool to bludgeon those whose interests would be served by protections they propose, while those who see the market as pristine as wilderness themselves break every rule that might cause them to earn less. Free markets and the wilderness, two myths some would infer from what would serve their interests. But of course, they never were.